Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast? Wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You never really know someone until you find out what they've buried. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The Nexium case is back in the spotlight, not for the horrors of branding and coercion. No. That, of course, once dominated the headlines of this, but for a new twist, allegations this time of FBI evidence tampering with accusations of manipulated metadata, breached protocols, and staged searches. Questions are swirling about whether the justice system's integrity has been compromised. Joining us to discuss, retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer, host of the Break the Case podcast, available wherever you get podcasts and on YouTube, to help us understand the internal workings of investigations and what happens when allegations of misconduct collide with the pursuit of justice. Jen, let's kick things off here. If these allegations of FBI tampering are true, how does this kind of misconduct occur, and what can be done to ensure that investigative integrity is maintained in a case like this?
These are such serious claims, and the fact that they have retired FBI agents as part of their expert witness panel, if you will, that is really disconcerting. Not that I've gone against other FBI experts, so I understand it. You can have different vantage points, but not anything to do, you know, just differing opinion about a crime is normally the situation. You normally don't see an expert come forward and say, these people fabricated evidence, really, essentially, is what you're talking here, which is a crime. Mm-hmm. If this can be proved, Tony, these guys need to be charged.
Yeah,
the agents involved in it, period, end of story. You can't have that. I've never heard of anything like this, firsthand of anybody. I mean, the protocols that the FBI have to go through are stricter than the law.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. You know, when we get a tape, when we have evidence that we're processing, we are so strict, as I said, way beyond what's required by law on purpose so that it can never be, you know, questioned. And here we go, Tony, with this. It was jaw-dropping to me.
The term that's being brought up is that the FBI did not use a write blocker when looking at these images. Can you explain that a little bit, what a write blocker is and how it would have made a difference here?
Well, I think that this is similar. I hate to get into grounds that I am not an expert on, because I want to say I am not a write blocker expert. Mm-hmm. But my understanding is whenever you have data, it reminds me a little bit of the Karen Reed case where you had the 227 timestamp, and the cellular data was not properly vetted through Cellebrite by one expert, the defense expert, because they didn't really understand it, and the program had a glitch also. So I think it's that technical in terms of this aspect. But my question is, was it purposeful?
Yeah. Was it purposeful, and what steps were taken to alter this data that these former FBI agents are saying was definitely altered? Was it because, I mean, because metadata, there's usually, it's stored on a file. It can usually tell you a lot of things, when the file was created, when it was modified, and a whole bunch of other things too, in terms of date stamps on when things were accessed. I don't even know how you do it. I'm sure there's some way of doing it, but you can't usually just go to properties on a file and change the dates of when it was put in. It would take something beyond that. But sometimes you can have errors with computers depending on what they're being opened on and the date settings on that computer. Are they accurate? Is it going to mess with the file? I'm guessing that's where the write blocker comes in, to prevent any sort of errors happening beyond an agent's understanding of what a computer could possibly do to that piece of evidence. Because you're not just opening it and looking at it. All that data is extremely important. The big question here is, was it something as simple as that? They skipped a step or whatever it may be, and it was opened, and then the computer kind of redid something on the metadata that then looks like it was dated after this girl turned of age. Or did somebody actually go into this file and do a little meddling with it to make it look like that, so they could further weight down their case to get Keith Raniere? At the end of the day, though, I don't think it would be needed. You didn't need to put any weight on this case. He was going down by himself.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. And when they say FBI experts, what exactly are these FBI experts going to say? Mm-hmm. Are they going to, because I believe they have something in the numbers of seven experts.
Yeah. Seven former FBI agents.
Right?
Yeah, seven former FBI agents have supported the allegations of misconduct, meaning they've all looked at these files and they said, yeah, these have been altered. There's no way around it. It just is what it is. How were they altered? Why were they altered? Seems to be the big question.
Yeah, I just can't even imagine. I really can't. I mean, you look back at this case, it's so old. I can't imagine. I'm sorry to seem speechless, but I just can't imagine that FBI agents would do this. I truly can't. Why? Because you had such strong evidence anyway. And even if you didn't, you just present the facts. It's so simple. So I'll be interested, Tony, to see if this is really proven and the expertise that's going up against them of these former agents.
We've seen so many cases, it seems, recently where it appears that somebody along the line tried to weight the scales a little bit when they didn't need to. Number one, you shouldn't ever, but there was no reason to in this case, especially. I mean, the guy's literally cottering his name into women's abdomens or his initials. There's obviously evidence of coercion, and then using that to sexually abuse these women. That's the primary reason why he is behind bars. This allegation goes specifically to one of the victims that they allege was underage when he was doing that. At the end of the day, I don't think that really changes the sentence here or really the case at all. Yes, it certainly is an added weight to it that this person was underage, but there was more than enough to convict him and take him down. Could this put us back into court? Could this whole thing be retried? Because it's not like the underage case was tried by itself over here and everybody else was over here. It was all put together. And if one piece of that trial is going to be looked at as, well, this investigation was not right and the information we had and made these decisions on was not accurate, he should probably get a new trial. I mean, kind of like the arguments in the Alec Murdaugh case of Becky Hill. Is it going to be the same verdict at the end of the day? Probably. But he probably does have a right to be retried. Is that the same thing here?
I don't know, Tony, because you have to look at the totality of all the evidence and the facts that were involved in this. To me, the main point is those law enforcement officers, if it can be proven that they tampered with the digital information, that they need to be charged.
Yep.
This is a criminal case. That's how I look at it. Mm-hmm. Does it really affect gravely? And that's what a judge is going to look at. The overall overarching facts that were used to convict this individual and the charges that were alleged and where this fits in, which is exactly what they did in the Murdaugh case too. And I just don't think that you're going to get there, but if they can prove that, I think you would be looking at possible charges against these agents.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be fascinating. The idea of a second trial on something like this, that is kind of up in the air, specifically because you're asking victims to come back and relive their trauma in a court, which they already did one time, and they've done it on several documentaries as well. And hopefully a lot of them have kind of moved forward in life and have found some healing. To be asked to come back in to testify, I mean, yes, I guess you could subpoena, but I mean, you may have some that are like, I'm good. I don't want to relive this again, which could, you know, hurt the prosecution of this case should we ever get there. But there is a lot against Keith Raniere. It's hard to see a way where he would get out, but stranger things have happened.
You know, I like this point you just made, Tony, because I was on the phone before our conversation with a victim father, mm-hmm. and his son was found deceased just in parts and pieces, and it was a horrible situation, and there's been no resolution to who did it, how it all happened. And I was talking to him today, and he said, Jennifer, I just don't know if I can relive this anymore. You know, I don't want to be on any podcasts. I don't want to be on any television shows. I just don't want to relive this anymore. And I felt so sorry for him.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like ripping a scab off. And
yeah.
To your point here, these victims talk about a scab off. This is
no pun intended.
Relive all that. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, I think you make a great point, and I'm hopeful that they can get to the bottom of this, and that there's two sides to every pancake, as I always say, Tony.
Yeah.
So I'll be interested to hear the side of these agents.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, Get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, Passport, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, 2026 Passport, or 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, Passport, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, 2026 Passport, or 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, Passport, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, 2026 Passport, or 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, Passport, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, 2026 Passport, or 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, Passport, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, 2026 Passport, or 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.